News from Oroville on Friday, June 4th. On the microphone, Steffi in the studio, Vinu. The weather forecast: mostly sunny with scattered clouds. Temperature ranges between 27 degrees at night and 36 degrees during the day. South-southwesterly winds at 17 kilometers per hour. Humidity around 70%. Here's an interview with Kate, who works at Baby Sarah's Home, an orphanage in Pondicherry, and organizes a charity concert this weekend.
On Sunday, we have a music concert on the beach in Pondicherry for the children. A fun concert to raise funds for Baby Sarah's Home. We will have food and drink and bands playing, and the children will be singing and dancing, and we want all to come along and to enjoy the day. There are 120 children at the orphanage, and the money that we will raise will go towards their school fees for next year. It will build a new block for the girls to live in, a new bedroom for the girls, and it will also help for specialist equipment for the mentally and physically challenged children. So the concert will be from 5 o'clock until 8:30 on the beach in Pondicherry this Sunday the 6th of June, so please do come along and join in.
One of the bands on Sunday is Nathan and the newly formed band Pure Generation from Sadana Forest. Oroville's community general meeting regarding Lavinia d'Oroville was held on Tuesday, the 2nd of June. Here's an excerpt of the meeting.
To why of this general meeting, and what is the purpose of our meeting today? So there is a group of concerned Orovillians. There is quite a big group. And I will try to give a synthesis of our concerns, because with all this process of the selection of the new Lavinia team and the process that has been followed, a number of big concerns has been arised, and we would like to discuss more in depth these concerns. Our concerns are at three levels. The first one is the relation between the governing board in Auroville. Everybody will remember in the last meeting, members of the working committee were speaking that one of the directions that they wanted to take, it was to put the main working groups of Auroville under the Residents' Assembly and not under the governing board. And that they have made some requests to the governing board, but it was seems that the governing board was not responding well. Well, in the process followed until now, the main protagonist is the governing board. Even the list has been sent to them without any normal ratification by Orovillians. The governing board intervened at the beginning of this process. It was a process already organized by the RA service, and then they intervened, they cut, and they give a very small period of time to come up with agreements. So the intervention of the governing board is strong, and the reactions from our main working groups, in this case working committee and Auroville council, it seems that they are not respecting the things that they were telling in the last meeting, that it was something that they will pursue. This is a matter of concern for all of us.
The Auroville Ultimate Frisbee team is looking for new members for a tournament at the beginning of July. Back in March, the Oroville team tried their best in Kodaikanal, but they were humbled by the veteran teams of Chennai and New Delhi. The talent is existing, but not everyone can commit to the next tournament of July 2nd till 4th in Bangalore. So the team is looking for athletes who would like to try a new sport. Tournament-style games are held every Saturday at 5 p.m. at Certitude. Interested people can come and see if the running and teamwork of Ultimate Frisbee is challenging enough, and see what the advantages of 8 and speed are for this game. His Holiness the Dalai Lama: if you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion. The news is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please contact oroviradio.org.